Well, one of the things that, of course, draws people to South Africa and that encourages people to get tourist visas is the quite extraordinary natural beauty of the country in the first place, but secondly, the incredible opportunity to view wildlife. Now, some of the wildlife in South Africa is, of course, facing danger. Endangered species include the rhinos. We've spoken a lot about that. Spoken about perhaps less are African wild dogs. They're a magnificent sight to see in the wild. And there's now an initiative. It's been going on for a long time, by the way, 15 years, where scientists from the Institute for Breeding Rare and Endangered African Mammals have been working to see how they can safeguard the longer-term future of African wild dogs. What they've decided to do is free sperm from as many genetically diverse male African wild dogs as possible, and if necessary, use this to artificially inseminate female African wild dogs. It's an extraordinary initiative using science to tackle an environmental problem. And someone who's involved in this is Dr. Mornay Delarey. He's director of Embryo Plus, which is one of the partners in this initiative. Dr. Delarey, welcome and thanks very much for your time. At what stage is this project? Is it up and running and ready to implement if necessary?
Hi, good day, John. Thank you for having the interest in this this project. Really, it helps very much spreading the awareness. The idea of it all is the fact that we need to safeguard for inbreeding purposes and also the extinction of these animals. So the project is at this last hurdle of where normally quite a lot of projects are, is at the financial stage where sourcing of funds are done by the James Cook University in Australia. And we have partners in South Africa that's really willing to sponsor their dogs and help with this initiative and to try and bank as much semen as possible, but also stuff like oocytes and working the what we call ART, ART, assisted reproduction techniques,
right?
In wild dogs as well, like we've been doing with the rhinos and buffaloes and other species as well.
So, Dr. Delarey, one of the things that's coming out is not just to ensure that there are wild dogs, but to work on enhancing their genetic diversity. Tell us a little bit about that. And why that's such a prominent thread in what this initiative is about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. With the populations that become secluded because of development and you have a pocket of inbreeding coefficient that takes place within different populations. So let's take the few populations in the Waterberg. They are familial with each other, and so is the ones in KwaZulu-Natal and then others in Kruger Park. But they can't migrate to each other and spread their own genes across these borders or boundaries that we made. So you get this inbreeding within this group. And that's with most wildlife species, but it's quite prominent then with endangered species as well.
Yes.
And one of the negatives is stuff like lower fertility, lower breeding rates, and then you diminishes the quality of the genetics. So people say, oh, but that's easy, just move the animals around. So
yes.
That's quite negative within the realm of transboundaries between countries, but also your diseases that's in the low veld is quite different to the diseases in the high veld or the bush veld. And by moving these animals, you spread you have two risks. So one is spreading the disease from the one area to the other area, but also if you take a population animals and you bring them into an area where they don't have the immunity,
yes,
of this new area, they will die of the diseases. I can give an example of Bongo that they've taken from Florida, United States to Mount Kenya and Kenya. And they all died out within the first 3 months because they were not immune to the diseases. So if you take then the genetics by means of semen or embryos, but at this stage we are the semen and artificial insemination stage, we can actually move genetics to a population, the offspring will be infusing the genetics into that population, and they immediately acquire the immune system from the mother and the area where they get raised in. So it's using this as a conservation tool, and because it's really part of conservation as a tool to increase genetic diversity, but at the same time also have these animals immune to the diseases of the area.
Fascinating stuff. Thank you. I wish we had more time to talk. Lots of questions, but it's a project we'll keep up to date on and bring either Dr. De La Rey or one of his partner colleagues in this initiative on to catch up on how they're doing. He is the director of an organization called Embryo Plus. It's 29 minutes past 4.